Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kim, what was the hardest adjustment for you?
So, we have five children. We were good after four, and my husband had a vasectomy and it didn't work.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't mean to laugh. That's funny.
You get a refund on that?
That's every guy's worst nightmare.
Did he? Now, let me ask you this, because this is for everybody else who might be taking their husbands to get vasectomies. Did he go back for the testing?
He sure did. And I had a big hernia surgery. They said, you have to make sure you're done. I said, don't worry. We're all done.
Wow.
And 6 months later, they were doing all this testing on me. They said, you're really healthy. You're just having another baby.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Anyway, freaked out.
Three was definitely by far the hardest.
Three. Going from two to three.
Yeah, okay. You know what every guy's telling their wife? See, I don't need it.
See, oh, yeah.
Not 100%.
See, it's not going to work. Exactly. Wow, that's an incredible story. That fifth baby of yours, he went back for again? Oh.
Oh, yeah, he did. He went back a second time.
Oh my gosh. Now, which season did he pick to have it done? Because a lot of people will choose basketball season.
No, he chose, it was like right in the beginning of school.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, some people choose March Madness as a good time to just
sit
it's good
to
TV
sit
for
with those peas. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Jill.
Jill, what was the biggest adjustment for you?
So I actually am still on maternity leave. I am blessed. My daughter will be 4 months on the 24th. And I also have a son that just turned five the end of August. And it was a big adjustment. I mean, I also was really lucky because I was able to be home all summer. But it was really tough because he's such a ball of energy. I mean, again, he's a five-year-old little boy.
He
wanted to be nonstop from the time he woke up in the morning till the time he went to bed. So just basically adjusting to giving him that time to still be a child and also to let me, you know, to have a couple minutes to take care of the baby here and there, too. He has been the best example of a big brother. He's been so helpful. He's such a little love as it is. He's very protective of me. So it was, you know, a real blessing to see how he was with her, too. But just really, again, being able to give him that time to get his energy out and, you know, basically play and have fun with him, too.
What kind of work do you do that you're getting what looks like an unusually long leave?
Well, I'm a nurse in a doctor's office.
Okay.
I mean, I work for a great doctor who was willing to let me take the time. But also with the new paid family leave, I mean, I had disability time, and then on top of it, I rolled into that paid family leave, which, I mean, again, I wish it was double the time, but, you know.
Well,
I mean,
in Europe, they get 6 months. And 4 months is not a long time. When you have a four-month-old, and, you know, in Europe, do they get 6 months off or something like that? So you say from one to two was the hard adjustment. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, what was your hardest adjustment?
After having the first one, not waiting for that checkup and finding out that you're pregnant with the second one.
Wow. So then, did you have two in diapers?
Yes, I had two in diapers. I had two in the same year. Two in diapers, two on formula, it wasn't fun.
Wait, you had two in the same year?
Yes.
Bam.
Yes, they are the same age for 6 days.
That is so weird.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. The same, two babies the same age for 6 days, but in two different grades.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's probably good. Glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Michelle. I had one kid, and then I was pregnant with triplets.
No way.
Oh, wow, you went from one to four.
Right. So so it was insanity.
How old are the triplets right now?
They're 26.
Okay, good. Can you tell me one moment when you're like, I can't do this? This is, no.
Yeah, I had a lot of help. And I realized that, you know, when I had to change two diapers at one time and then feed the other one, it was just insane.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And triplets, does that multiple births run in your family?
My great aunt is a twin.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Ooh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Do you
goodness.
Remind them of the hardship now that they're adults? Do you remind them of what they put you through for so long?
Well, it's funny because my firstborn, we always videotaped her, and we have hours and hours and hours of videotapes. Uh-huh. And then when the triplets came, there was literally nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, no record of it.
Jan, you sometimes might relate. I was born, I was fourth born, and yeah, there's very little record of me at all.
Oh,
the
yeah,
family. There's a couple of pictures, yeah. Mm-hmm. But nothing like the first few.
If me and Sandy were able to jump in the background of some of the pictures, that was a win.
Original photo bomb.
Yeah, we were fourth and fifth. So we're asking, what was the biggest adjustment for you? Hi.
Hi. So I have four children, and they're all pretty far apart in age. But between my first and my second, it was the hardest adjustment. I thought when I was pregnant with my first son, how can I love a second baby as much as I love the first one?
Mm-hmm.
So that was scary.
I think a lot of people go through that. They can't imagine loving another baby as much as they love their firstborn. Some parents choose to never go past just loving that one child. I think everybody else, I love the saying, when I hear you grow a new heart for when you have a baby.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I love that. I understand that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What was your biggest adjustment?
The biggest adjustment for me was I only have two kids, so it was from one to two. And the hardest part for me was I felt like I wasn't going to know how to love my second baby as much as I loved my first.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time I was pregnant, that's all I feared until the day I had my second baby. And obviously I knew.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. And it was also hard because both my kids were in diapers. My first daughter was only 2 months old when I got pregnant with my second. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I hope that there's a lot of people listening right now who are planning on having kids and hearing this, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Oh, 100%.
My kids are 4 and 5 now.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I'm just calling about how many kids you have in your family. And
yeah, what was your biggest adjustment?
So actually, it's my mother. So she had an 18-month-old, and then she had a 3-year-old, and then she had twins that she didn't know about until she actually delivered them.
Oh.
So she went from 2 children under the, 18 months apart, and then had twins. So it's kind of a busy household.
Oh, you can, I yeah, can only imagine.
Are you part of the twins, or where do you fall on that?
I am the oldest.
Okay.
You're the oldest. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a fun experience growing up. It was a busy place, but
Was it just that did she have a sonogram or anything like that, or they never heard two heartbeats?
They only heard one heartbeat. They were back to back.
Oh, that's amazing.
They were born in 71, so they didn't have ultrasounds at the time. They were just doing the Doppler.
I kind of don't understand the part. All right, so she has the first baby. How do they know that there's a second baby in there?
They said, hold the Pitocin, there's another one, and she almost fell off.
Oh, no.
That's a great line.
They grabbed each other's hands and were like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
My brother and I were home with my grandmother, and my dad's kind of a jokester, and he called my grandmother and well, you got to go to our house. You got to set up for 2 babies. And she's like, oh, you're kidding around my friend. You play some terrible jokes. And he's like, no, I'm serious. You have to get a crib ready, and then you have to get another crib ready because you have to get. My brother was still in a crib, and then my twins and sisters had to be in a crib. They put them together for a long time.
Oh, that is so fun. That's a great story.
Life. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, sometimes
thanks for
there's
calling.
A plus one, Jan. You know,
wow.
There's an extra.
Can you imagine this? There's a little hand coming out like, hey, I'm here too.
Hold up.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Erin.
Erin, we're talking about the biggest adjustment when you have kids. Was it having no babies and then having one, or going 1 to 2, 2 to 3? What was it for you?
Starting over. My kids have a huge age gap, and you forget that, like, babies can't put their hands into their shirts when you're putting their clothes on, or that Like, they don't help you out, you know, like when you're older kids, like, they can help mommy put their fake pants on and put their shirt on and forget all those things. So that was the hardest part for me.
Yeah, you look down and you're like, well, do something. You're just laying there.
Right. Well, I put your shirt on, like, put your arms off. And like,
you need a butler baby is what you need.
What was the age difference, but the age gap?
There's 13 years between them.
Whoa. So how much did the baby gear change from your first baby to your second?
Oh, a million times. Like, there, nothing was the same.
Do you think we're overcomplicating baby gear today from your first baby to your second?
Yes and no. I mean, there was lots of things that were very helpful this time around, but it definitely got easier.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, we're talking about the biggest life adjustment when you had no kids to one, one to two, two to three. What was it for you?
So for us, we had a 14-month-old, and then we got a phone call that we were adopting.
Okay. Amazing.
Yes, yeah, so we got a phone call. We were adopting internationally, and we were asked if a little three-year-old girl would come into our family. So going to China and adopting her and going through that adventure and then coming home to bring a three-year-old and a 14-month-old, you pray that everything is going to work out, that they're going to love each other. And we were so very lucky that they were best friends from the moment they met.
How long?
That was such a huge adjustment. Go ahead.
Doing an international adoption, how long did you have to spend in China? Isn't it usually like 8 weeks?
It was about 2 weeks, maybe 15, 16 days, I'd say, total.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the timeline? Like, did you try and adopt and then had a baby and then the adoption came through? Or did you have a baby and then attempt to adopt? How did that work for you?
It was a little bit of both. I've always wanted to adopt since I was probably middle school, high school.
Wow.
And I was lucky enough that my husband had the same type of feelings. So we knew we were going to adopt and hopefully have biological children. And it happened that we started the adoption process. And we thought if we get pregnant, great. If we don't, whatever. You know, we're going to have a little girl from China. And we ended up getting pregnant. And again, when he was 14, well, he was probably 9 or 10 months. And we got a call that there was a little girl in China that kind of met our family. And so it took about, I think, 4 to 6 months from the phone call to actually go to China to get her.
Wow, that is such an amazing story. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
We're talking about life adjustments with kids. What was the biggest one for you?
Well, I have a little bit of a different perspective. I used to work really closely with kids and their parents, and I've noticed from 2 to 3 is definitely the worst one that exists.
So going from 2 kids to 3 kids is when the wheels fall off.
Yes, I used to coach gymnastics, and my biggest problem is that the parents would sit there with their kids in the waiting room, and they would just be in straight chaos, wouldn't know what to do. Because there was one kid out there, and 2 kids fighting in the waiting room, and then all these other parents just staring, and they would just look panicked.
Right, that's exactly funny. Okay, so that's a good perspective. I love that you're a gymnastics coach, by the way. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Megan.
Hi, Megan. So what do you think the biggest adjustment is?
Well, for me, it was when I have 4 kids. And my 2 youngest, they were 1 and 2, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh.
So dealing with chemo and the whole entire year of breast cancer with the kids was the biggest adjustment there could ever be.
Oh, I can only imagine. Did your kids understand that you needed to take care of yourself and what you were going through?
The little ones didn't. My 2-year-old, she's now 3. She she knew I went to the doctors all the time.
Yeah.
I was sick. So, unfortunately, every time she sees anybody that even has a cold, she says that they need to go to the doctor now.
Oh,
how
wow.
How are you doing now?
I'm in remission now.
Yay, I'm knocking on wood. Good for you. I like that. Awesome. So, that I can imagine that would have been a challenging time. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What was the biggest adjustment for you?
I am 45. I have a 15-year-old and a 2-year-old and 11-year-old. So, 3 kids. And I also, when I have my last daughter, I also was diagnosed with breast cancer. So at that time, being 45, a 15-year-old, and having a 2-year-old, it was kind of difficult.
Wow.
I liked the question that Nick asked. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. So far, so good. I'm a year.
Oh, good. Amazing. I'm knocking on wood for you. Awesome. How did you explain it to your kids? Was it hard?
No, actually, Roswell gave us a book.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
For the younger ones, they have the books. And my older one, they had counseling.
Yeah. And you found out you had breast cancer through a mammogram? Or was there a lump?
No, actually, my nipple was inverted. And and it was a dimple. And when she was 4 months old, someone said, maybe I ought to get that checked. I did. And that's when I found out. And it was hormone related. So prior to me, I missed a year. So prior to me having my mammogram while I was pregnant, I had the cancer and didn't know it.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear that you are doing so well. And just again, if you're listening right now and it's time for mammograms, you know to call and make that appointment.
Don't skip.
Don't skip is right. Hi, Kiss.
Comment.
Yes. Biggest adjustment when you had kids?
My biggest adjustment was from having one to two.
Tell me why.
Well, I ended up having twins. I went to the doctors and I thought something was wrong because the pregnancy test said I was pregnant, but something was happening. And I went to the doctors and they're like, no, everything was fine. And then they go, oh, wait, there's two. And then they go, well, let's see if there's more. I was like, if there's more, you're going home with them, not me.
I didn't sign up for this.
Wait, do you have twins in your family?
Like 10-year difference between my oldest and, like you said, with a previous caller, so many things had changed. I didn't even know they existed to help. And I had no family here, no nothing. So it was just me, and that's what was freaking me out the whole time while I was pregnant. Because I was scared of a C-section, scared of having to do it by myself afterwards. So my mom flew in for that time. But going from one to three, 10 years later was and is still the hardest thing I've ever done.
But the most rewarding, and you wouldn't change it. It's just those kids, them babies.
Yes, they are. They're hilarious. But right now they're two. And I'm going through some hard times with them. They're driving me crazy.
Go
in different directions. Exactly. Help each other. They have superpowers. I don't get it.
Well, it was so funny because Nick was talking about law enforcement having a Spider-Man spider net web to catch criminals. And I'm thinking, no, we need that for moms.
Just to get the kids.
I am down for it. You know, those pieces for the kids.
Well, okay.
I was against those. I'm like, right.
Yeah. There's a point when you got kids where all of a sudden you're like, I'm not going to be so judgy with those leash parents.
No, I get
this
it.
This sounds like a good idea. Maybe a choke collar. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
definitely got them, and I have one who's an escape artist and one who's a leader. So the leader keeps telling him, "Okay, come on, go," and he opens every gate, every door, everything.
Yeah, you got an instigator.
Well, let me just say this. If somebody hasn't said it to you recently, it sounds like you're an incredible mom. And these phases in life where the kids challenge us to the last bit of challenge they can, it's all worth it. And so hang in there and just keep us by your side. Okay, good luck, sister. And finally, hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Antoinette.
Antoinette, we want to know, what was the biggest adjustment for you?
Well, I found out I was pregnant with my 3-year-old son on my 40th birthday. My children were 13 years apart. And then last year, I obtained custody of a now 17-year-old. So I have two teenagers and a 3-year-old, and it's just crazy in my house.
Oh, I can only imagine. Well, it's wonderful when you open your doors to try to help somebody get through something in their life.
Hold on.
Were you planning on this baby?
Is this a call for help? Are you secretly trying to tell us that you need some help?
Help!
No, I don't need help. The young lady that I obtained custody of has been a friend of my family since her and my daughter were in fourth grade.
Nice.
There was some substance abuse issues with the family members, so I was able to take her in wholeheartedly and love her, but I'm not too sure which age group is worse, my 3-year-old or my teenagers?
Teenagers. Yeah, teenagers, 100%. Yeah, because yes. The 3-year-old will still kiss you goodnight and say goodnight, mommy, I love you. Those teenagers, them babies, yep, yeah.
Well, my 17-year-old, the one that is legally mine, she is very affectionate. My 16-year-old, she's affectionate when she wants to be. And then the 3-year-old, he's just troublemaker.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. That's what happens. Fight the fight. Yes. Hang in. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.